Your baby's crying.
Oh, blimey. It's not time to feed him again, is it?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
Hello, Mrs. Frankson. How are you this morning?
All right.
Your baby's okay, and we'll be bringing him up to the later on this morning.
Oh, good.
Ah, good morning, Mrs. Samuels. How are you this morning?
Hey, you've had a nice long sleep, haven't you?
Have I?
Yeah. Been asleep ever since they brought you up here. Didn't even wake up when your husband come in.
I haven't got a husband.
Well, your boyfriend or whatever. Ever such a nicely spoken young man. He bought you a bottle of whiskey. And that little black cat for luck. He told me to tell you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm Mavis, by the way.
Hello.
You had a rough time of it by the sound of things.
Yeah.
I had a rough time with my first one. He was forceps too. And blimey, was I in a state after it. That's why they had me in this time.
Yeah, but it was easy. Funny, innit? I come in at 7 o'clock, and I didn't think I was in labour. But I must have looked a bit funny, because the man in the lift, he asked me if I wanted to sit down. And when they examined me, they put me straight in the delivery room, and she was born within half an hour. Oh, lovely when they're this age.
Oh, right, I suppose.
Lovely little heads they've got. Here, they going to bring you your baby?
Yeah, but not till later. I think he's in intensive care.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he was in the nursery along with the others.
Intensive care, eh?
I am sorry. What's the matter with him?
You know.
You should ask him. They never tell you anything if you don't ask.
Yeah, I will. Do we get a cup of tea here?
Yeah, they'll be bringing it round in a minute. This your first baby, then?
Yeah, and the last, I hope. Don't want to go through all that again.
Oh, you might not have to. Like I say, my first one, everything that could go wrong did. But this one, no problems.
Yeah, you should.
She's a big girl, too. 9 pounds, 4 ounces. How big was your one?
Dunno.
My son was only 7 pounds, 14 ounces.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a woman up the ward. She had one 11 pounds odd.
Blimey.
Oh, look at that. She's finished her bottle already. Oh, you are a hungry girl, aren't you? I better go and ask the nurse for some more.
Do you think I'm allowed to get up?
Oh, I think so. You better ask, though. Oh, you're sore, aren't you? I can tell by the way you're moving.
Yeah,
I was sore last time, too. I'm a bit this time, but not nearly so bad. Yeah, but you want to talk to Catherine. She's the girl up the end of the ward. They give her special heat treatment for the bruising.
Oh.
There she is now. Catherine! Hey, Catherine, this lady here's got the same problem as you. When you've weighed the baby, can you come over and talk to her?
Oh, God. Do I have to?
Oh, my God.
Oh, turn it off, Cliff.
What? Oh.
The alarm. Turn it off.
Oh, God.
Oh. Well, you had quite a night last night, didn't you? You were paralytic when you came in. I had to undress you.
Oh, did you?
Don't you remember?
No, I don't remember anything after about 10 o'clock. Oh, Charlotte, I'm sorry. Oh, I feel awful.
Yeah, well, don't expect any sympathy from me.
Sorry, love. I didn't mean to get drunk like that, really.
It's a bit late saying that now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what they must have thought of you over at the Wagoners. Barman behaving like that.
Why, did somebody say something?
What do you mean?
Nothing. I just thought that someone might have come over and been in there to tell you I was drunk.
Well, why should anyone want to do that?
I don't know. I just thought they might have. Oh, darling, I feel terrible.
No, the only person who came around last night was George, about the flat.
Oh, yeah?
He says his solicitor says it's all right, provided we pay for the alteration.
Oh.
Lionel, you are feeling it, aren't you? Thought you'd have something to say about that.
Shirley, all I can think about now is how will I feel. Not a hangover like this for a hell of a long time.
Oh, well, I suppose I'd better get up and make you a cup of coffee.
No, I don't think I could drink it, Shirley. Just the thought of it makes me feel sick.
You are a fool, Cliff.
I know. I'm sorry, Shirley. Really, I am.
I don't know why you keep apologizing to me.
I just wish it hadn't happened, that's all. Oh, my head.
Well, I'm getting up anyway. Oh, a nice day.
Shirley?
Yeah?
You couldn't ring up Enfield for me, darling, could you? Just tell him I won't be in.
Cliff Edwards, you're not having another day off.
Shh, I'll go in later, Shirley. I can't go in now. I'm just too ill.
Well, you ring them up and tell them that, then. Oh. I'm not doing your dirty work for you.
Hi, Cliff. Shouldn't you be in room 21?
No, Des. I got to see the center manager.
Trouble?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Oh, well, best of luck.
Thanks. My supervisor said you wanted to see me, Mr. Mason.
Oh, yes. Cliff Edwards, aren't you? Carpentry. Oh,
that's right.
Well, come in, Mr. Edwards. Shut the door. You were supposed to see me this morning, weren't you?
Yes, I wasn't in this morning, actually. I wasn't well. I did phone.
Yes. Well, you don't look too well. You're sweating. Heavy night?
No, nothing like that. I think I've got a touch of gastric flu, actually.
But you came in anyway.
Oh, yes.
You don't come in every day when you're off colour, do you?
I suppose I have had a few days off, yes.
You see, Mr. Edwards, I wanted to see you because your supervisor isn't happy about your progress.
Oh?
Your assessment when you first joined this course was above average.
Oh, yes, I know.
Well, on the most recent assessment, it's well below most of the class. And your supervisor said you thought you were a cut above everyone else in the course. He said he thought you weren't prepared to put the work in. Arrogant was the word he used.
Mr. Mason, I can explain...
And the fact is, he says that you're not that good either. You're slipshod.
I see.
You're finding the course difficult, Mr. Edwards.
Difficult? No, no, it's not difficult.
Then why are your marks slipping?
I don't know.
Your timekeeping's bad, you take days off.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, but...
You see, Mr. Edwards, it's like this. It costs £4,000 for us to train you. Now, some of that comes from the EEC, but most of it comes from the British taxpayer. Do you really think it's fair for you to take up a place at a course like this if you're not prepared to put your back into the work?
No, I suppose it isn't.
Well, I'm putting you on a warning, Mr. Edwards. Either you change your attitude or we terminate you. It's as simple as that.
People are messy, aren't they? I mean, look at this tablecloth, Lynn.
I know. Oh, well, put another one on.
Right. I'd better make some cream caramel for this evening, I think. Those four at table five practically polished this one off.
Isn't there another one in the fridge?
Oh, yes, there is, Rob. I saw it this morning.
Are you sure? Mm. I think this was it. I'll just go and check.
Good Lord. What on earth's that?
There's someone at the door. Sorry, we're closed.
Is Rob there?
He wants Rob. Let him in, Sophie. Oh.
Rob, someone to see you.
Look, I'm sorry to disturb you. I was just passing by. I wondered if Rob might have an hour or two off this afternoon.
Well, he is free until five, in fact.
Rob's just coming.
Oh, thanks. It's really a very pleasant little restaurant you have here.
Thank you.
Rocky.
Oh, hi, Rob. Hope you don't mind my barging in like this. I understand from this charming young lady you've got a couple of hours off.
Well, not quite yet, Rocky.
Well, you can go now if you want to, Rob. After all the extra work you put in last week, you deserve some time off.
Are you sure?
Of course. As long as you're back this evening.
All right. Well, I'll just get my coat then.
Take your time. There's no hurry. And ladies, please, don't let me detain you if you have any work you want to get on with.
Yeah, well, I'll just go and get the carpet sweeper.
Have you come far, Mr...
Rollins. Oh. Rocky Rollins. No, I don't live too far away. When I'm in England, that is.
Right, sir. I'm ready.
Oh, you are you? Fine. Let's go.
Right, bye, Lynn. Bye, Sophie.
Bye.
Bye, Rob.
Bye. Nice meeting you.
Well, fancy that. Rocky Rollins. Mm. Isn't he a designer?
Yes.
He's got a Porsche parked across the street.
Has he? Oh, perhaps that's what made Rob forget all about the cream caramel.
Hmm. Sophie, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, Carol, hi. Here, where's Moonshine?
I left her with Vince. They don't like kids in hospital, do they? Well, not with newborn babies around, any road. Here, brought you some daps.
Oh, Carol, thanks.
How are you, Deb?
Oh, still in one piece, just.
And how's he?
Oh, he's all right. Come round inside, have a proper look.
Oh, Debbie, he's lovely.
They only brought him up here after lunch. They had him in intensive care till then.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing, they just wanted to be sure. What with it being a difficult delivery. Apparently he was slow to breathe and they were worried about brain damage.
No, you wouldn't think it to look at him, would you? He's a smasher.
I think he would.
Why?
Well, dirty great bruises on his head. He's ugly.
I keep telling her the bruises will go. That's just the forceps.
They will go.
My Alan was exactly the same. He was a forceps delivery too.
If she says another word about her Alan and her forceps delivery, I'll scream.
Bit of a pain, is she?
They all are. Yattering on about their deliveries and their stitches and how much their kids weigh. They don't think about anything else.
Well, it is quite important. I mean, when you've just given birth.
Yeah, well, all I want to do is to forget the whole thing. Get back to work as soon as I can.
Has anyone else been in to see you?
Yeah, Dickon came. Apparently I slept right through that. I had some flowers from Liz Warner. Oh, wait a minute. I'll show you something. Look at this.
Oh, a greetings telegram.
Yeah, read it.
Congratulations and best wishes, Cliff and Shirley Edwards.
She sent that. Unbelievable, isn't it? She just can't keep her nose out of it.
You're late tonight?
Aye, well, I thought I'd stay on a bit longer tonight, Shirley. Do a bit of extra work sort of thing. Seeing I was late this morning.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't sound like you.
No, no. Just something I wanted to finish.
Oh.
Hey, you seem a bit down. Is something wrong?
Well, yes, there is, Cliff, as a matter of fact. It's about last night.
Oh, somebody been talking to you?
Yes, they have, as it happens.
Oh, God, Shirley, look, I'm sorry, darling. I was drunk. I don't know what came over me.
Funnily enough, I thought I heard someone shouting in the street last night, but I never thought of it being you.
Yeah, yeah, well, I was drunk, Shirley.
But, Cliff, to go round and shout at George, of all people.
What?
Especially after he'd agreed to make the flat over to us. And the things you said. Terribly hurt, Cliff.
Shirley, listen, I really am sorry, but I just don't remember a thing about it. We'll be right back.